Hello.
Hi, this is Jeff, and we're connecting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied, just to confirm?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you for the answer. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of the issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you. The first one, inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Next one, democracy?
Who?
Democracy or democracy? Okay.
10.
Thank you. Next one, racism and discrimination?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
10.
K-12 education?
10. If I could say 20, I would.
Okay. Student loan debt?
10.
Healthcare?
10.
Voting rights?
Definitely 10.
Immigration?
10.
Climate change?
10.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Last one, reproductive freedom?
10.
Thank you. Let me move forward on this. As you may know, there will be an election for President's U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0
10.
Means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote? You said
10. Oh, 10. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. What is your race?
I would prefer not to tell you.
This is going to be part of the survey. I understand that, no problem. But it's going to be part of the survey, exactly.
African-American.
Okay, thank you. All right, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
68.
Thank you. What is the highest level of a school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
12.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
0.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a
zero.
Lot of power to make change on issues that matter to your community. 0. Okay,
zero.
You said 0. Okay, mm-hmm. Thanks. All right, please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one, Kamala Harris?
5.
Next one, Donald Trump?
0.
Next one, the Democratic Party?
5.
Next one, Joe Biden?
5.
Next one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
5.
Last one, the Republican Party?
0.
Thank you. Let me move forward in this. Just to let you know, we are in the middle of the survey, and then a couple of more questions, and we're going to be done with this. I would do appreciate your patience. So I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. If you have to choose, for whom would you vote?
Undecided.
All right, thank you. I know this has been a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for presidents, or were you not able to vote?
No way.
I'm sorry, one more time, please?
What was that question again?
Yes, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for presidents, or were you not able to vote? Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Stayed the same.
Thank you. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote? It's about half and half. Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Half and half.
Thank you. Below is a list of peoples and events that could have prevented the progress you felt should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevents the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevent progress, if 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly didn't prevent progress, you may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one, Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
0.
Next one, Governor Kemp.
0.
Next one, Supreme Court.
0.
A white supremacist.
0.
President Biden?
10.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
0.
Last one, Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Let me move forward. Below is a list of policies and statements that have restricted progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using an scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it will not motivate to vote at all, and 5 means you are not sure, and a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first statement, the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aching out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only request 8 more actions is needed as black youth. 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
5.
Next one, the 2021 Infrastructure and Just Act Support and Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 per month on internet bills, over 720,000 Georgia household benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
0.
Next one, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr is due to block it in Georgia, hiring accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovery workers.
0.
And next one, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remaining uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
0.
And the last one, we have made strides toward building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement by standing united and maintaining patience with each other. We can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
0.
Thank you. Let me move forward in this now. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. We are in the last part, just to let you know. No matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has made change on issues that matter to you? Thank you for your response.
Zero.
Just to let you know, so we are going to be reading the whole equation again, and then you'll prime it with the answer. I will do appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Please rate the amount of power you feel that your bow has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your bow has no power at all, and 10 means that your bow has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. You said 0, right?
Yes.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel that the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
0.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be election for presidents, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But since it's now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Stay the same.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married and married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
Yep.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
Democrats.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
I'm a stay-at-home wife.
Okay, thank you. So, just to confirm, you're staying like homemaker or staying at home parent, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimated is fine.
$80,000.
All right. Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation, okay?
Have a good day. Bye.
All right, have a great day. Bye.